Please rise.
One, two, three, two, two, three. One, two, three.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. When I saw this, I fell on my face, and I heard the voice of someone speaking. When the voices spoke to me, a spirit entered me and set me on my feet. And I heard one speaking to me. Mortal, I am sending you to the people of Israel, to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. The descendants are impudent and stubborn. I am sending you to them, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God, whether they hear you or refuse to hear you, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that there has been a prophet among them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Considering the exceptional character of the revelations, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given me in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went to his own part of the country, followed by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue in a way that kept his large audience amazed. They said, Where did he get all this? What kind of wisdom is he endowed with? How is it such miraculous deeds are accomplished by his hands? Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary, a brother of James and Joseph, Judas and Simon? Aren't his sisters our neighbors here? They found him too much for them. Jesus' response to all this was, "No prophet is without honor except in his native place, among his own kindred, and in his own house." He could work no miracle there, apart from curing a few who were sick by laying hands on them. So much did their lack of faith distress him. He made the rounds of the neighboring villages instead, and spent his time teaching. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Two weeks ago in the Gospel reading, Jesus showed his power in the face of nature. He calmed the sea and he calmed the winds. And last week in the Gospel reading, Jesus shows his power in the face of illness. He cures the lady who has been ill for 12 years with a hemorrhage, and he raises the 12-year-old girl from death to life. He's been doing all kinds of wonderful things, and now he comes home. He comes back to his hometown. And clearly the people have heard about him, and clearly they have seen, perhaps, some of those things that he did. He speaks to them in the synagogue, and they are amazed by the things he has to say. But they can't figure him out. They can't figure him out. Where does he get all this? What wisdom has been given to him? What deeds of power fall from his hands? This is the carpenter. This is Mary's child. James and Joses and Simon and Judas, they're his brothers. His sisters are our neighbors. And then the Greek text says, they deeply resented him. And Jesus wasn't able to do anything in the face of that. He was so distressed by their lack of faith. Those people could not get beyond what they knew of him, and they refused to allow him to be who he truly was. They had a need to control. And as long as we have everything in order and we know all the answers, we are in control. They clearly didn't know the answers, and so they chose to be resentful. The desire to control is pretty human. Last night I was watching television, and there was a product offered, a hair gel, a hair oil, a hair cream. It said, if you use this, then you can control. Well, of course, they weren't talking to people like me. And then a little bit later on, there was a commercial that said, if you get 4 new Michelin tires, you can be in control. We want to be in control. It's comfortable. And one of the ways we do that is we determine who the other person is. We define that person. And that's exactly what Jesus' neighbors did. They defined him. You're the carpenter. You're the son of Mary. These are your brothers. These are your sisters. That's who you are. And they refused to accept something else. And because of that, Jesus was unable to act. Well, what Jesus is telling his contemporaries, his neighbors, is that you can't be in control in the face of what God is going to do. The faith that God asks of us is essentially to allow God to be in control. To be willing to not have all the answers or be able to dot all the I's or to cross all the T's. And to know that that's okay. It may not be comfortable, but it's okay. Because in that, God then has the freedom to act. The sad thing about the story is that because of those persons' inability to let go of control, Jesus couldn't act. Not that he didn't act, he couldn't act. He was impeded from acting. He was unable to act. So deep was their lack of faith. Well, the message is to us that if we expect the Lord, if we ask for the Lord to act in our lives, if we seek the Lord to act in our lives, then we must be willing to surrender control and allow Him to be who He is. And even though I don't know all the answers, even though I haven't got everything worked out, that I can live with that, and I can make the act of faith that He can lead me to a place I do not know. Please, let us pray.